major time. Quoted by RRI.co.id, rupiah exchange rate strengthened significantly compared to the closing of trading before the Labor Day holiday. The rupiah was at 16,603 per US dollar on Wednesday. On National Education Day. In Jakarta, the National Research and Innovation Agency is highlighting the urgent need to improve digital access and create safer, more inclusive schools across Indonesia. Speaking at a public forum on Friday, in commemoration of National Education Day 2025, head of the agency's Education Research Center, Prima Frizanti, said, quality education is more than just buildings or curriculum. It's about fairness, access, and innovation that truly reaches all students from cities to remote villages.
Pendidikan bermutu bukan hanya soal
infrastruktur. Quality education is not just about infrastructure curriculum, but about fairness, access, and innovation that can reach all children from Sabang to Merauke, from big cities to remote areas. She also emphasized that digitalization must be understood not as a trend, but as a tool to close education gaps and improve learning outcomes. Digitalization is not just about gadgets or online platforms, but about how technology can bridge inequality, improve access, and enhance the quality of learning. And decent schools are not just about nice buildings, but about safe, inclusive environments that support students' growth and development. Frizanti said quality education is possible if everyone works together. The agency supports this effort through research that guides better, more inclusive education policies. That was Ms. Lin from Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah.
and producers. The song "Boy You Well" tells about feelings of attraction and an honest emotional connection with someone that she cannot have. Well, listener, here is Thomas Sabio with the song "Boy You Well."
Was known as the Indonesian father of development with assertiveness and many ideas. He played a role in
overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in my language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: diplomatic forum, the fashion, Indonesian wonder, Kisaran, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian pop and regional songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. The beauty of the body, firstly in your mind, is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali doesn't only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when one care or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Magpie Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Magpie Kingdom, which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When one attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Magpie people were difficult to string the Gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is similar like the one as usual. For example, in West Java, this instrument still produces sound by being beaten like Gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese Anjan language, meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the Flute Rhythm by Leo Buana?
Thank you.
Was popularized by music group Kahitna and released in 2002.